came to high school university, deanship of e-learning, final exam paper, course, English 210, listening comprehension.
Okay.
This is an exam of your listening comprehension abilities. It is divided in different parts. Each part has its own. King Michael University, Deanship of E-Learning, final exam paper, course, English 210, listening comprehension. This is an exam of your listening comprehension ability. It is divided into different parts. Each part has its own direction. Listen carefully for the directions of each part and follow them accordingly. Part 1. Comprehension passage. In this passage, you will hear a talk about writing passages in different cultures. As you listen, remember what you hear. If you wish, you may also take notes on what you hear, because after hearing this lecture, you will be asked 10 questions, and you must choose the correct answer for each question. Once you have heard the passage, I will ask the 10 questions. You'll hear each question twice. Then you will hear the lecture a second time to check your answers. All right, are you ready? Lecture. Write your passage in different cultures. When we look around the world, we are struck by the fact that people live differently in different areas. They live differently in different countries. We say they have different cultures. This may refer to how they eat, how they celebrate marriage, how they observe death, and so many other things. They be saying these are all aspects of their culture. No society can exist without having practices that bind its members together. So we are not surprised to find also that all cultures observe what we call rites of passage. By rites of passage, we mean what people do to mark the fact that a member of a society has moved from being a child, as a minor, to having become an adult or full member of society. This may vary from society to society. Some societies find it more important than others, but no society fails to mark this rite of passage. In this lecture, I would like to describe these rites of passage in three different societies, so that you can observe how the rite of passage is observed differently by different cultures. For my first example, where we will look at a primitive society, a simple society, that of the natives of North America, the Native Americans, the people who lived there before Europeans came to North America. Specifically, I thought we should look at the Algonquin Nation, a large tribe of hunters from the North of America. In their society, it was very important for a young man, or a boy, to show that he had become an animal. He had now become a man who could go and hunt, who would become a man who supported the tribe. Among the Algonquins, this rite of passage would be take place about the age of 12. When he was about 12 years old, it was expected that this young boy would now show he was a man, a whole Algonquin. For this reason, the boy would be sent to live alone in the woods for a week. Remember, this was dangerous in those days. There were many wild animals, and there would also be some enemy tribes in the area. If he came back well from this experience, he was considered now a full member of the tribe. An example of rites of passage. Young women among the Algonquin also had a rite of passage, and this is where they would begin a wife. When they married, the woman said again, they would become fully a woman in society. This was at a later age than the men at the age of 14. Both of these are examples of rites of passage in a primitive society. But don't think it's only primitive society. Modern society also have traditional ways to observe rites of passage. We'll take an example of a modern but traditional society, that of Japan. In Japan, today, they have set aside a particular day to recognize when a young Japanese boy or girl is considered to be a whole member of society. This takes place in the year in which young Japanese becomes 20 years of age, at 20. And to mark this, they have a special occasion, a day that is set aside for recognizing this change, this rite of passage, this new status of adults. Every year, the first Tuesday in January is the day when all young Japanese of this age perform the rite of passage, and it occurs in a public ceremony. In any community in Japan, the young people of 20 years of age come to attend the public ceremony. First of all, you mark the traditional nature by wearing traditional clothes, not modern clothes, but the ancient type, these long robes and the ladies' kimonos. At the ceremony, they drink tea presented in the traditional way. They also listen to speeches from important people in their society. This is a whole day event, marking an important period of their lives, their rite of passage from being a youth to being an adult. Now, those were two traditional societies. A less traditional society would be that of the United States today, but don't think that they are without a rite of passage. In America, this takes place probably in two different stages. The beginning might be at the age of 16, because this is a very important point, 16th birthday, because at this age, the young American can get a driver's license, a very important thing in that society. This will allow him to move independently. Later, the legal age is reached at 18, legal being according to the government, at this age, the young American has become an adult. Now, this brings duties as well as rights. Many things he could not do on his own before, he can now do. He can buy a house in his own name or a car in his own name. He can take out his own passport. He can work full time on his own. All these things are part of now being an adult in American society. So we've seen by looking at these different societies, rites of passage occur in different ways in different societies. Now we get to the end question about the rites. Choose the correct answer, A, B, C, D, or E, using what you remember or what you've taken down or notice. Number one. In which culture do we find rites of passage? In which culture do we find rites of passage? Number two, what happens in a rite of passage? Again, what happens in a rite of passage? Number three, among the Algonquin of North America, Where does a young boy experience his life of passing? Again, among the Algonquins of North America, where does a young boy experience his life of passing? Number 4. At what age does the Algonquin boy experience his rite of passage? Again, at what age does the young Algonquin boy experience his rite of passage? Number 5, at what age do young Japanese observe their rite of passage? Again, at what age do young Japanese observe their rite of passage? Number 6, when does the Japanese day for the rite of passage occur? Again, when does the Japanese day for the rite of passage occur? Number 7, which of these is not part of the Japanese rite of passage? Again, which of these is not part of the Japanese rite of passage? Number 8, what is the first step in a young American's rite of passage? Again, what is the first step in a young American's rite of passage? Again, what is the first step in a young American's rite of passage? Number 9, at what age do young Americans legally become adults? Number 10. According to the literature, what can a young man do when he or she becomes legally an adult? Again, according to the literature, what can a young American do when he or she becomes legally an adult? All right, those are the 10 questions. You will hear the passage one more time to check what you have done. Part 2, Reductions. In each of the following items, you will hear a sentence with a reduced form. I will repeat the reduced form, and you must give the equivalent A, B, C, D, or E by marking it on your paper. Let's begin with number 11. Listen. I must hurry if I want to get to class on time. 1. I must hurry if I want to get to class on time. 1. Number 12. That's a great idea. How'd you ever think of it? How'd you? Number 13. My brother has one vehicle, but my uncle has two of them. It's two. Again, my brother has one vehicle, but my uncle has two of them. That's two. Number 14. If you had told me on the phone, I could have brought them with me. Could have. Again, if you had told me on the phone, I could have brought them with me. Could have. Number 15. In summer, Paris hotels can get so expensive that you can't imagine can get. Again, in summer, Paris hotels can get so expensive as you can't imagine can get. Number 16. All the others were late, but you were 1 hour early, but you. Again, all the others were late, but you were 1 hour early, but you. Number 17. It's getting pretty dim. Don't you think we'd better put some lights in? Don't shout. It's getting pretty dim. Don't you think you better have some light in? Go and check. Number 18. Although milk is nutritious, it's a drink that few adults drink. The few. Number 19. My supervisor asked me to give him an answer by tomorrow. Again, my supervisor asked me to give him my answer by tomorrow. Given. Number 20. The director's out of office since he's gone to a meeting with a client. Bond. Again. The director's out of the office since he's gone to a meeting with a client. Bond. We now move to the third section, close items. For each of these items you see on your paper an incomplete sentence or group of sentences. The missing part you will hear. Choose the correct part, the A, B, C, D, or E according to what you hear. Number 21. Hi, Bruce. It's really nice to meet you. Number 22. My parents came from Hong Kong before I was born. Again. My parents came from Hong Kong long before I was born. Number 23. At this time, you may be feeling a little shy too. Again, at this time, you may be feeling a little shy too. Number 24. They were all standing in smiling groups after that. Again, they were all standing in smiling groups after that. Number 25. You will then see the campus too. You will then see the campus too. Number 26. I want to go sunlight warm and sunny. Again, I want to go someplace warm and sunny. Number 27. I went fishing last year, but I was always three on the line. Again, I went fishing last year, but I was always three on the line. Number 28. There is a 19% chance of rain tomorrow. Again, there is a 19% chance of rain tomorrow. Number 29. We don't know where the rest of the cloth has gone to. Again, we don't know where the rest of the cloth has gone to. Number 30. We hiked back to our tent so fast in the cold that we needed hot tea. Again, we hiked back to our tent so fast in the cold that we needed hot tea. Number 31. They always sell nice products here. Again, they always sell nice products here. Number 32. The strawberries are only $2.90 a pound. The strawberries are only $2.90 a pound. Number 33. Please get in line here at the checkout. Again, please get in line here at the checkout. Number 34. For health's sake, eat an apple or a carrot for a snack. Again, for health's sake, eat an apple or a carrot for a snack. Number 35. I am sure that getting down to facts would be good for many of us. Again, I am sure that getting down to facts would be good for many of us. Number 36. I'm so stressed out that my landlord has raised my rent. Again, I'm so stressed out that my landlord has raised my rent. Number 37. Are you looking for a furnished place? Again, are you looking for a furnished place? Number 38. The bedroom has lots of closet space. Again, the bedroom has lots of closet space. Number 39. You can sign a 1-year lease for the apartment. Again, you can sign a 1-year lease for the apartment. Number 40. You'd better go and clean house before the guests come. Again, you'd better go and clean house before the guests come. Number 41. Tokyo is a noisy city and has a smart problem. Again, Tokyo is a noisy city and has a smart problem. Number 42. I hate wasting time at the bank getting my bill. Again, I hate wasting time at the bank getting my bill. Number 43. There's no garage, so you'll have to park in the street. Again, there's no garage, so you'll have to park in the street. Number 44. Just take the bus to Orange Street and walk 2 blocks north. Again, just take the bus to Orange Street and walk 2 blocks north. Number 45. You'll find the restaurant right across from the auditorium. Again, you'll find the restaurant right across from the auditorium. All right, that ends the closed section. Now we have 5 vocabulary items, the last section. In each of these cases, I will give you a paraphrase, the meaning of a word and the number of words, and you find the word or words referred to. Let's look at verse number 46. Choose the item that means a list of items, for example, a list of food in a restaurant. Again, a list of items, for example, a list of food in a restaurant. Number 47. The word meaning where something comes from. For example, bees or honey. Again, number 47. Where something comes from. For example, bees or honey. Number 48, making you smile or even laugh. Again, making you smile or even laugh. Number 49, a sport that makes you swim underwater. Sport in which you swim underwater. And finally, number 50. Very careful. Very careful. All right, that is the end of the exam. Thank you. King Michael University, Egypt of Turin. Final exam paper, course, English 2:10, listening comprehension. This is an exam of your listening comprehension level. It is divided into different parts. Which part has one direction? This is a directions of each part and follow them accordingly. Part 1, comprehension passage. In this passage, you will hear a talk about rites of passage in different cultures. As you listen, remember what you hear. If you wish, you may also take notes on volunteer, because after hearing this lecture, you will be asked 10 questions, and you must choose the correct answer for each question. Once you have heard the passage, I will ask the 10 questions, hear each question twice. Then you will hear the lecture a second time to check your answers. All right, are you ready? Lecture. Rites of passage in different cultures. When we look around the world, we are struck by the fact that people live differently in different areas. They live differently in different countries. We say that they have different cultures. This may refer to how they eat, how they celebrate marriage, how they observe death, and so many other things. We say these are all aspects of their culture. No society can exist without having practices that bind people together. So we are not surprised to find also that all cultures observe what we call rites of passage. By rites of passage, we mean what people do to mark the fact that a member of society has moved from being a child, is a minor, to having become an adult or full member of society. This may vary from society to society. Some societies find it more important than others, but no society fails to mark this rite of passage. In this lecture, I would like to describe these rites of passage in three different societies so that you can observe how the rite of passage is observed differently by different cultures. For my first example, where we will look at a primitive society, a simple society, that of the natives of North America, the Native Americans, the people who lived there before Europeans came to North America. Specifically, I thought we should look at the Algonquin Nation, a large tribe of hunters in the North of America. In their society, it was very important for a young man or boy to show that he had become an adult. He had now become a man who could go and hunt, who would become a man who supported the tribe. Among the Algonquins, this rite of passage would be to take place about the age of 12. When he was about 12 years old, it was expected that this young boy would not show he was a man, a whole Algonquin. For this reason, the boy would be sent to live alone in the woods for a week. Remember, this was dangerous in those days. There were many wild animals. There would also be some enemy tribes in the area. If he came back well from this experience, he was considered now a full member of the tribe. An example of the rites of passage. Young women among the Algonquin also had a rite of passage, and this occurred when they became a wife. When they married, you can say that they become fully a woman in society. This was at a later age than the men at the age of 14. Both of these are examples of rite of passage in a primitive society. But don't think it's only primitive society. Modern society also have traditional ways to observe rites of passage. We'll take an example of a modern but traditional society, that of Japan. In Japan, today, they have set aside a particular day to recognize when a young Japanese boy or girl is considered to be a full member of society. This takes place in the year in which the young Japanese becomes 20 years of age, at 20. And to mark this, they have a special occasion, a day that is set aside for recognizing this change, this rite of passage, this new status of adults. Every year, the first Tuesday in January is the day of 1 year to be come to attend the public ceremony. First of all, we mark the traditional nature by wearing traditional clothes, not modern clothes, but the ancient type, these long robes and these kimonos. At the ceremony, they drink tea presented in the traditional way. They also listen to speeches from important people in their society. This is a whole day event, marking an important day in their lives, their life passage from being a youth to being an adult. Now, those were two traditional societies. A less traditional society would be that of the United States today, but don't think that they are about a life passage. In America, this takes place probably in two different stages. The beginning might be at the age of 16, because this is a very important point, 16th birthday, because at this age, the young American can get a driver's license, a very important thing in that society. This will allow him to move independently. Later, the legal age is reached at 18. Legal meaning according to the government's view, at this age, the young American has become an adult. Now this brings duties as well as rights. Many things he could not do on his own before, he can now do. He can buy a house in his own name or a car in his own name. He can take out his own passport. He can work full time on his own. All these things are part of now being an adult in American society. So we've seen by looking at these different societies, rites of passage occur in different ways in different societies. Now we go to your 10th question about the legacy. Choose the correct answer, A, B, C, D, or E, using what you remember or what you're taking down in your notes. Number one. In which culture do we find rites of passage? In which culture do we find rites of passage? Number three, what happens in a rite of passage? Number three, among the Algonquins of North America, where does the young boy experience his rite of passage? Again, among the Algonquins of North America, where does a young boy experience his rite of passage? Number four, at what age does the Algonquin boy experience this rite of passage? Again, at what age does the young Algonquin boy experience this rite of passage? Number five, at what age do young Japanese their life after. Again, at what age do young Japanese observe their life after? Number six. When does the Japanese day of the rice hatching occur? Again, when does the Japanese day of the rice hatching occur? Number seven, which of these is not part of the Japanese life essence? Again, which of these is not part of the Japanese life essence? Number eight, what is the first step in a young American's rite of passage? Again, what is the first step in a young American's rite of passage? Again, what is the first step in a young American's rite of passage? Number nine, at what age do young Americans legally become adults? Again, at what age do young Americans become legally adults? Number 10. According to the lecture, what can a young American do when he or she becomes legally an adult? Again, according to the lecture, what can a young American do when he or she becomes legally an adult? Alright, those are the 10 questions. You will give a test one more time to check what you have done. Part 2, reduction. In each of the following items, you will hear a sentence with a reduced form. I will repeat for you this form, and you must give the equivalent A, B, C, D, or D by marking it on your paper. Let's begin with number 11. Listen. I must hurry if I want to get to class on time. Why? Again. I must hurry if I want to get to class on time. Why? Number 12. That's a great idea. How did you ever think of it? How did you? Again. That's a great idea. How did you ever think of it? How did you? Number 13. My brother has one vehicle, but my uncle has two of them. Two. Again. My brother has one vehicle, but my uncle has two of them. As two. Number 14. If you had told me on the phone, I could have brought them with me. Could have. Again. If you had told me on the phone, I could have brought them with me. Could have. Number 15. In summer, Paris hotels can get so expensive as you can't imagine. Can get. Again. In summer, Paris hotels can get so expensive as you can't imagine. Can get. Number 16. All the others were late, but you were an hour more early. But you. Again. All the others were late, but you were an hour more early. But you. Number 17. It's getting pretty dim. Don't you think we'd better let some light in? Don't check. Again. It's getting pretty dim. Don't you think we'd better let some light in? Don't check. Number 18. Although milk is nutritious, it's a drink that few adults drink. The few. Again. Although milk is nutritious, it's a drink that few adults drink. The few. Number 19. My supervisor asked me to give him an answer by tomorrow. Again. My supervisor asked me to give him my answer by tomorrow. Given. since he found a meaning for the climb. Bonfire. Again, the director's one of the offices is going to a meeting with a client. Bonfire. Number 23. At this time, you may be feeling a little shy too. Again, at this time, you may be feeling a little shy too. Number 24. They were all standing in smiling groups after that. Again, they were all standing in smiling groups after that. Number 25. You will then see the campus too. You will then see the campus too. Number 26. I want to go someplace warm and sunny. Again, I want to go someplace warm and sunny. Number 27. I went fishing last year, but I was always three off the line. Again, I went fishing last year, but I was always three off the line. Number 28. There is a 19% chance of rain tomorrow. Again, there is a 19% chance of rain tomorrow. Number 29. We don't know where the rest of the cloth has gone to. Again, we don't know where the rest of the cloth has gone to. Number 30, we might back our heads so fast in the fold that we need it not to be. Again, we might back to our tents so fast in the cold that we need it not keep. Number 31. They always sell nice products here. Again, they always sell nice products here. Number 32, the strawberries are only $2.90 a pound. The strawberries are only $2.90 a pound. Number 33. Please get in line here at the checkout. Again, please get in line here at the checkout. Number 34. For health's sake, eat an apple or a carrot for a snack. For health's sake, eat an apple or a carrot for a snack. Number 35. I am sure that getting down to facts will be good for many of us. Number 36. I'm so stressed out that my landlord has raised my rent. Again, I'm so stressed out that my landlord has raised my rent. Number 37. Are you looking for a furnished place? Again, are you looking for a furnished place? Number 38. The bedroom has lots of closet space. The bedroom has lots of closet space. Number 39. You can sign a 1-year lease for the apartment. Number 40. You'd better go and clean house before the guests come. Again, you'd better go and clean house before the guests come. Number 41. Tokyo is a noisy city and has a smart crowd. Again, Tokyo is a noisy city and has a smart crowd. Number 42. I hate wasting time at the bank paying my bill. Again, I hate wasting time at the bank paying my bill. Number 43. There's no garage, so you'll have to park in the street. Again, there's no garage, so you'll have to park in the street. Number 44. Just take the bus to Orange Street and walk 2 blocks north. Again, just take the bus to Orange Street and walk 2 blocks north. Number 45. You'll find the restaurant right across from the auditorium. Again, you'll find the restaurant right across from the auditorium. All right, that ends the closed section. Now we have five vocabulary, the last section. In each of these cases, I will give you a paraphrase, the meaning of a word and the number of words, and you find the word or words referred to. Let's look at the first one, number 46. Choose the item that means a list of items, for example, a list of food in a restaurant. Again, a list of items, for example, a list of food in a restaurant. Number 47. The word meaning where something comes from, for example, bees or honey. Again, number 47, where something comes from. For example, bees or honey. Number 48, making you smile or even laugh. Again, making you smile or even laugh. Number 49, a sport that you can swim underwater. Again, a sport in which you swim underwater. And finally, number 50, very careful. All right, so that is the end of the exam. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm going to go to the next one.